Welcome to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, today is All Saints Day, and it is the day as we begin the month of November. This will be the last month of the liturgical year. And as we begin the month of November, we focus on, number one, those who have gone before us, marked with the sign of faith, who are united with Christ in heaven. Now, that is a Catholic belief. I know there may be Christians who are listening who do not believe the same way we do. And one of the things to understand, and this is this adds a little moment of confusion, is always keep in mind that once someone dies, they are outside of time. That's important. God is outside of time. And that's an important aspect. Once someone dies, they are outside of time. So we understand everything within the context of time. And someone will say, yeah, but the Bible says this. Yes. However it's written, and of course we as Catholics believe in tradition and scripture, but understand that our world connected in time ends once we die. So that's important. Time is an important factor in Christianity, and that's why eternal life is part of time. So it's important to understand that. But this is the day we recognize those people have gone to heaven. I don't like the words "they made it heaven." They made it to heaven, because it really does imply they worked really hard and they finally got there, and you know all their work paid off. Well, you know we understand that. When you walk down that path far enough, you end up in Pelagianism, that you earn your way into heaven. And you always have to be careful of that. And especially Catholics. Catholics really are very susceptible to that concept that you earn your way into heaven. No, you don't. And that's called salvation by works. We believe, and many people believe, salvation by grace. Jesus died on the cross, he rose, you get baptized, you're saved, end of discussion. But we believe more, as we see in St. James, that our faith, our works prove our faith. And that's very clear in the Bible. And what that means in scripture, what that means is if we believe in God, we're going to act on it. It's really simple. If I believe in God, I'm not going to rob banks, period. And if I'm robbing banks, then I don't believe in God. Why? Because God doesn't want me to rob banks. Our Lord Jesus is making it very clear that if we really love God, if we love Jesus as he calls us to love him, we love the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we love God, we're not going to rob banks. Obviously, that's a hypothetical example, or what do you call it, a facetious example, but you're showing what I mean. So our faith is revealed in our works, and that's what it's all about, and we understand that. We don't earn our way into heaven. There's a reason for that, a couple reasons. Number one, if we buy into the idea we earn our way to heaven, we'll be like those people who believe that they're good enough to get to heaven. No one is good enough to get to heaven. So therefore, no, that doesn't work. We only go to heaven because of the action of the death and resurrection of Jesus on the cross. But we act on that. And it's really simple. What does Jesus say? You cannot get, you cannot get good fruit from a bad tree. You know, by their fruit you will know them. So there's a very clear indication is that there's a certain way of life we're called to live. And when we live that way of life, it is produced in how we are serving. It is produced by our serving Christ, and it is seen. So if we really don't believe, we're going to act on it. If we really believe, we're going to act on it. And it's really that simple. And that's what the saints' lives is all about. Now, one of the fascinating things is Thomas Merton used to talk about what is known as a plaster saint. Now, it's something that's important, and this again becomes a bit of confusion between some non-Catholic Christians and Catholic Christians, and that is saints and statues of saints, because they will say, well, it says right there in Scripture, do not make graven images. And I'll tell you right now that people may believe me or not, but what that actually means, it doesn't mean statues. It means statues of gods. That's what it means. It's really all about that. Don't make statues of gods. Don't make images of gods. And don't make images of God, you know, which we can't. And one of the reasons why you can't make an image of God, you shouldn't make an image of God, is because you can't. God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, three persons in one God. Okay, give me an exact representation of that. I don't know how to do that. You know, that's why the Lord said, don't do that, because you'll get a false image. We'll talk more on the other side of the break. Don't forget to tell others where they can find our program. You can hear us on WROL 950 AM and WROLradio.com at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. We then podcast the program on your favorite podcast platform and at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also hear us at our parish website, Saint, that's S-T, AnthonyAlston.org. That is SaintAnthonyAlston.org. Let others know where you can find us and spread the word about the Catholic Audio Media podcast. We're back, and we're talking about the reality of All Saints Day, and we're talking about salvation, and we're talking about the concept of getting to heaven. And I was just talking about images. So in the church, we often have saints, what do you call them, statues of saints. And so as Catholics, what that represents, it represents exactly the same thing as a picture in your wallet of someone who it means important, it's important to you. Thomas Merton warned against what were known as plaster saints, which are the exact images you see of saints in church. Well, a plaster saint is exactly that, and it's not truly human because it's an image. It's a plaster saint. And what happens with that is you lose the humanity of the person who is represented as saint. And that's very dangerous. You know, one of the things to keep in mind is all the saints who had the opportunity to go to confession went to confession. It's absolutely true. So that means by default, they weren't perfect, including St. Francis. All the saints who had the opportunity to go to confession went to confession, right? So that's an important distinction we need to understand. None of them were perfect. And when we look at a saint and give that saint as a model of who we should follow, understanding that saint had to have been perfect, we make it impossible to use that saint as someone who can inspire us, because we're not perfect. And we recognize that better than anyone else, even more than anyone else. So we understand that. And that was what Thomas Merton warned against. The plaster saint is basically a model of someone who lived a holy life that you have a false image of, and that false image, which is that the person was perfect, not the statue itself, but the person was perfect, therefore you can't be the image, you can't follow that person, or you can't imitate, you can be inspired by that person, but you'll never be as good as that person. Well, remember, it's not about being good, it's about celebrating Christ in our lives. So the saintly person is someone who recognized that, who celebrated Christ in his life or her life, recognized who Christ was, and was able to have this actual relationship with Christ. And that's so important. You take, for example, St. Teresa of Avila. She recognized Jesus as His Majesty. That's what she called him, His Majesty. So we understand all that. We recognize that. Dorothy Day went to confession every week. And another example. Many people will recognize Dorothy Day as a greatly saintly person. And she would say, because people would say that to her, she would say, don't dismiss me so quickly. So it's important that we recognize that these are people who sought to live the faith, who are people of prayer, and who received the grace of God to grow in the faith. And all of us are called to that. We understand that. All of us are called to that. But we don't earn our way to heaven, because if you try to earn your way to heaven, that's not the way it works. It would be literally like, and I swear this comes from school anyway, the whole concept of earning your way to heaven. It would be like that you're supposed to have so many points to get to heaven. So you jump through all the hoops you're supposed to jump. So when you stand before the Lord, you show him all the points that you gained by jumping through hoops and say, now you have to let me into heaven. No, it doesn't work that way. It works that the Lord, through his grace, leads us to heaven and we respond. And that's how it all works together. We'll talk more tomorrow. In the meantime, have yourself a blessed day. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.